I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's go.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Friday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters. And we come to you live, as always, from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket Ken.
It's a football Friday, but it's an overstuffed football Friday, so we're calling it a fat hog Friday. So much pigskin. We've done the tasty top five college football games. I just gave you my Wizard of Odds picks. Mraz gave you his NFL picks and football food of the week. Connor Green gave us his NFL picks. We've talked about last night's Thursday night football game. We've talked about the Oilers being honored by the Titans this weekend. We talked about Tom Brady's trainer, Alex Guerrero, going after Bill Belichick a day after his dad went after Bill Belichick. We're going to talk about Lamar Jackson as well here, coming off a hip soreness after the flip soreness. That's been all today here on the show. It's been awesome. And Tim Tebow's going to join us coming up in 18 minutes from now, 20 past the hour. Tim Tebow drops by. It's also a Target Demo Friday. And so let us know where you are, how you're listening, and when you think the baby's going to come. If the baby can't breathe, I believe everybody should be proper babies. Mraz still waiting with bated breath on his baby time. Danielle still has not left for the hospital, and we wait and we watch on Baby Cam at watchda.com and on Twitch. Go to the CBS Sports Radio channel on Twitch. So, last night, Sam Darnold looking the part of franchise quarterback, and isn't it funny? It was the full inverse of the butt fumble. Instead of on national TV, a Jets savior franchise quarterback looking like a nightmare and being a punchline, instead of on national TV in prime time, a Jets savior franchise quarterback seeing ghosts, it was a former Jets franchise quarterback given up on looking like a star for another team. Sam Darnold threw for over 300 yards and had two touchdowns on the ground. And despite losing Christian McCaffrey to an injury, the Panthers roll the Texans. Look, the Texans are bad, so I'm not here to tell you that's any great shakes of a win. But clearly the Panthers have a direction and a stability and an expectation and an identity, whereas the Jets never did. And so Sam Darnold fitting into that makes him a different player. And I just want to say this. I can't stand when NFL analysts and football people just assume you throw a young quarterback out there, and if he's good enough, he'll succeed. It doesn't matter how bad the team is around him. And I've gotten into a good fracas here on the show with Pete Prisco over this, and I love Pete. I think Pete does a great job for CBSSports.com, but he and I will never see eye to eye on this. And his argument's going to be, well, Peyton Manning was on a 3-13 Colts team, and he didn't need to be on the right situation to win. He would have won anywhere. And I'm going to tell you, okay, maybe that's true. I'm not sure I believe that, but maybe that's true. But not everybody's Peyton Manning. Okay? The idea that Tom Brady would have been Tom Brady anywhere he could have gone is laughable. And this is not to take Tom Brady down a peg. But he's a sixth-round draft pick who finds himself on a team with a roster largely built from Bill Parcells and a team that was in the Super Bowl 4 years earlier and had future Hall of Famers on that defense. And Drew Bledsoe happens to get knocked the bleep out 20 years ago, almost to the day, and Brady takes that opportunity and runs with it. Had he been drafted by the 2000 Cleveland Browns or the 2000 Arizona Cardinals or the 2000 Detroit Lions, I'm sorry, he's not going to the Hall of Fame. Circumstances do define players. Now, Brady took the ball and ran with it, of course. You've got to make the most out of your opportunities, of course. But situations define almost everything. I'm a big nurture over nature guy. I just believe your environment dictates so much of what you can do. And of course, some people can maneuver outside of their circumstances. I'm not saying that's impossible, of course. But what I'm saying is your circumstances and your environment dictate so much about how you are built and your plot in life. And I'm looking at Sam Darnold, and this is the best argument ever. Sam Darnold always had a good arm. He always had that mobility. He always had what it took to be a winning quarterback with a trash organization and a buffoon of a coach. He looks lost. The moment he goes to a stable organization with a smart coach, he looks like a stud quarterback. I'm not saying that Sam Darnold's the same guy today. If he didn't go through the Jet stuff, maybe that Jet stuff helped him. What I am saying, though, is you think circumstances could define his success? You think? And if the Jets just held on to Sam Darnold and said, you know what? We're doubling down on Darnold. We believe he's our guy. Do you think he'd ever look this good? Come on. Of course circumstances define how young quarterbacks succeed. And while certainly Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne and Edgerrin James are benefited from Peyton Manning's greatness, Peyton Manning gets drafted by Bill Polian, who's a Hall of Fame architect who does draft future Hall of Famers like Dwight Freeney and Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne, and builds a great roster around him. You know, he didn't have a buffoon of a head coach. He had Jim Mora, who's best known for playoffs. But still, Jim Mora had been to the playoffs earlier in his career with the Saints. And then brings in Tony Dungy. And Dungy's a phenomenal head coach. A Hall of Fame head coach. So the idea that, you know, you just succeed no matter what in the NFL as a quarterback because you're either great enough or you aren't, I just think is so silly. And Darnold is the best example of this ever. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Sam Darnold's going to win a Super Bowl in Carolina or that he even is a top five quarterback of the NFL right now or that the Panthers are some great shakes because, you know, they beat a couple of bad teams so far. But you can see Jets Sam Darnold seeing ghosts, perplexed, terrible throws, bad decisions. Adam Gase, bozo. Carolina Sam Darnold, smart decisions, runs the football, gets the offense in rhythm, bing, bing, bing down the field, puts up an early touchdown, looks confident, you know, completes the win, and is a completely stable, reasonable NFL quarterback.
How's that happen?
Surroundings? Lamar Jackson flips into the end zone on Sunday Night Football, and it's a fun, cool play, cool highlight. And look, I'm 42 years old, so I see a guy flip into the end zone, and I go, I don't know if you should do that, but I get it. A 21-year-old or a 16-year-old or an 8-year-old is like, awesome, that's the best. Lamar Jackson's flipping all around, and that's a highlight, and I'm going to watch on my phone forever and share it with my friends, and we're going to talk about it and try to do it in the yard. I get it. Totally get it. Lamar Jackson, 8'42". Lamar Jackson's hip and cool and young and fresh and healthy and able to take poundings on his body and do athletic things that I could never even dream of doing. His jump pass in that game for the touchdown was just gravity-defying. It was awesome. Lamar Jackson's awesome. And that game was awesome. But he flips into the end zone as an exclamation point, as a punctuation on that touchdown, ultimately that leads to the win. And he has to miss practice yesterday with a sore hip. Now, I hope that Lamar Jackson's 100% from here on out. I hope. Because A, I like Lamar Jackson. B, I don't want to see that ruin one of the best quarterbacks in the game for a season. That it's like this little thing that he's got to always overcome this year because he's never going to be quite 100%. And if Lamar Jackson's healthy and fine, I don't care that he flipped. I really don't. I don't care. Is it a risk? I suppose. But again, you know, it's not just about me. If Lamar Jackson wants to do it and is healthy doing it, doesn't suffer an injury, and look, how funny is the NFL taunting thing? You can deflect a pass and cheer for it, and that's a 15-yarder. You can flip into the end zone when nobody's around you, and that's fine. The taunting penalty is so ridiculous. But if Lamar Jackson does it and he's healthy and fine and his coach doesn't care about it and his team loves it and players around the league applaud him and kids around the U.S. love him for it, who am I to say it's stupid to do? But if you miss time because of it, well, now it's stupid. If you miss time because of it, now it's really stupid. If Lamar Jackson hurt himself flipping on that Sunday Night Football game, it's one of the dopiest injuries ever, is it not? If you get injured celebrating a touchdown by doing something that you never needed to do, that of course looks pretty dangerous in doing it, it's pretty stupid. It's pretty freaking stupid. So I hope it's no big deal. I hope it's just an easy day off of practice and he's going to look great this weekend. But you don't think 1 o'clock kick in Detroit against the Lions, if Lamar Jackson has a dog of a game, you don't think we're going to be looking at that and saying, I don't know if he should have flipped in the end zone. I mean, of course we'll have to do that. Of course, and it would be totally fair to do it. You could hit us up on Twitter for the Target Demo Friday. We want to know where you are, how you're listening, and when you think the baby's coming. Now, Mraz, we have a couple of listeners that have some suggestions for Danielle, okay? You there, Mraz? No, is he?
I'm here. I'm sorry. I turned it down as I cut the fail. How are you?
We've got some suggestions for Danielle for how to get the baby out quicker.
All right.
Dixieland Dan, you can only imagine the hospitals he goes to.
Open heart surgery and alligators.
Says, when my wife was pregnant, the doc told us that adult wrestling would induce labor. I don't know if he was just being a good wingman, but if it's true, it's worth a shot, Mraz. So what do you think about maybe adult wrestling, Danielle, right now?
What does that mean? I got to give her a people's elbow?
I think, you know, you get down into a crouch on the ground. You circle around her, then you grasp her maybe around the abdomen. You take her down, put her in a leg lock. You know, maybe all this stretching and this physicality helps push the baby out.
Amateur wrestling.
Okay, perhaps. I mean, she can't walk more than three steps without saying her feet hurt at this point, so I don't know if the wrestling is going to help, but perhaps.
Would you feel okay, like, body slamming her onto the bed or onto the couch?
I feel like I'd hurt the baby, though. I'm very cautious of that.
Yeah.
Perhaps. Maybe I'll ask her, do you want to be body slammed later and see what happens?
I think at this point she would want to body slam him.
Is this not the most Dixieland Dan medical story ever? That his doctor suggested adult wrestling to get the baby out? It's like Appalachian 911 on SNL.
We may not need wrestling. I was just told by Danielle I need to see you after the break. So,
Carla tweets, castor oil, Mraz.
What?
Go on a walk. Go as fast as Danielle can go. Make sure it's long enough to raise her heart rate and breathing. That's what I did. And castor oil.
Isn't castor oil like soap?
No, castor oil is like oil. And I guess it's taken as some type of tincture to get stuff moving in your system, to get stuff moving in your digestive system.
Oh,
maybe?
You drink the castor oil. I didn't know if you lubed up the area the baby's got to fly out of.
Wow, no.
Castor oil makes sense for that?
No.
Like making like a, you know, like a splish splash ride.
Yeah, no. No. We're not polishing up the pipes to make sure that things fly through there quicker like Mario Brothers.
You know how that basically on the NBA court, they bring the brooms out and they make sure that there's nobody slipping? I figure maybe something like that. A little curling exercise.
And how do you think you'd apply castor oil to the pipe?
Well, I mean, DA, I'm not going to get graphic about my wife's body here, but I would assume... I don't know. There's some kind of funnel involved. Who knows?
Funnel.
Yeah.
So Danielle.
Get it out of the garage.
That's a funnel. And you pour two bottles of motor oil into her, hoping that the
change the filter.
That the pistons start firing more smoothly.
If it creates a very wet roadway, you know, sometimes you just maybe you just roll out.
Right.
Done in 20 minutes.
Right. The baby is stuck because of friction right now.
I don't know how this works. There's some reason it's stuck. It's done cooking. It's ready.
Too dry in there.
You're going to dry out the bird. That's what happens.
Thanksgiving turkey.
Yeah. Dry it out. Let's go.
You need gravy for the baby.
But again, I can't stress this enough, guys. I want to do all of these by Sunday night because now we've hit a territory where I'm, you know, NFL and college football in a hospital if this is a today situation.
Okay, so, but Danielle said I need to talk to you. Does this mean that this could be the break where you roll out?
Yeah, and she said, don't say anything. I need to talk to you, and I already said something.
Oh, good job.
I'll see what's going on.
All right, we're going to come back with Tim Tebow. I'm going to ask Tim Tebow about football expansion, playoff expansion. I'm going to ask him about name, image, likeness. And I also want to ask him about that tryout in Jacksonville that I have been admittedly very critical of. I can't be a phony here with Tim. I got to ask him about this. So we'll do that. And let's see if by after Tim Tebow, if the baby has come and that Mraz is on his way to the hospital. That's next. DA, CBS Sports Radio. One of your friends in seventh grade said, Mommy's going to pick me up from soccer practice. Is that weird?
I think it starts to get weird.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome back to CBS Sports Radio, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. Damon Amendolara with you, DA, here on the DA Show. And our next guest is a two-time national champion. He's also a Heisman Trophy winner. He's oftentimes considered one of the best college football players in history. Joining us here on the show is Gator legend Tim Tebow. Tim, good morning.
DA, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How you feeling?
I'm good, man. Hey, I like your passion, dude. That's awesome. Your passion in the morning. I like it. Just bring that fire.
That's right. You got to bring a little energy in the morning. Our listeners are trying to wake up and have some energy behind them, so we're trying to give that to them as well. And I'm wondering your thoughts on the college football playoff. You played at a time where only two teams played for a championship, not four. Now we got four. Do you like where it's at? Would you prefer 8 or 12? Looks like there's a lot of arrows pointing towards 12. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I would have loved to have the chance to be in a playoff, especially my senior year when we lost. We probably would have still got in it, so that would have helped us. But I think it would have been super exciting. I think the hype and the buildup of it is awesome. I think it also gives you a chance to play even more teams around the country you don't usually get a chance to play. So I love that. I do think that probably looking at expanding it could be helpful. I don't know that I have the perfect answer, but I think it would be exciting to give more of a teams an opportunity. But I also don't want to make it too big to where the regular season isn't as exciting. I think one of the things that separates college football from high school or the NFL or other sports is how important every game is in the season. And that if you lose one, you might not have a chance, you know? Like, when we look at this past Saturday versus this past Sunday, and you're an Auburn that loses to Penn State, you're going to have some big games, the Iron Bowl, but you might not have the chance to get into the playoff, you know? Because Auburn's in the SEC, you might, because of their schedule. But if you're Penn State and you lose, you might not be able to get there. But if you're in the NFL and you lose, you know, we know you still have a shot. And I think to be able to keep that intensity every week of college football, I would love to be able to keep that. I think it's something that makes it super special. But then I also want to give a Coastal Carolina a shot, a Cincinnati, if they ran the table this year, a shot, you know? And so I think a way to balance both of those thoughts could be really exciting for college football.
Good point. You know, there's been some reports on some college quarterbacks making upwards of $1 million a year now with name, image, likeness. Players can now get paid. I've often said, man, if you could pay in Tim Tebow's time, he would have made a crazy amount of money. Have you ever thought about what it would have been like if those rules were in play when you were at Florida?
Only now when people ask me about it, to be honest with you. I see a lot of the stories out there. I think, you know, it's encouraging because you see it's a better opportunity for so many of these kids, you know, and I just, I hope we're able to continue to, you know, have those great stories, but also, be able to maintain it. So for all of these kids, but also hope it continues to be able to be a place where all student athletes, not just the quarterbacks of a university, but, you know, the softball team and the volleyball teams and all of them. And so I think that's important as well with all of this. And, and I think that's also exciting, about what Allstate's doing and supporting, you know, these student athletes for what they're doing off of the field, you know, as well as, you know, what so many other people are supporting on the field.
Yep, we're going to talk about that Allstate situation as well because it's a great project and a great cause. Tim Tebow joins us here on the DA Show. Before we get to that, I wanted to be very transparent with you, and that is I had been critical of your tryout with the Jaguars, so I didn't want to be a phony with you having you here on the show and just yuck it up. I wanted to be honest with you, and part of the reason
you're the only one, though, DA, you know, so...
Well, part of the reason was I had a lot of your supporters say, hey, why do you hate this? And I said, I don't really actually hate the tryout. I have been hating how people have been telling me that it's going to work. And my whole thing was, man, Tim is playing a position he's never played before at a time when he's coming back to football after many years away from it. And, you know, this is a situation where, you know, a sixth or fifth tight end of the roster doesn't oftentimes get the benefit of the doubt if he's of your age. That oftentimes goes to maybe a younger guy that might have upside or an older guy that had been in the league before. And so I said, boy, I don't know if this feels right. It wasn't really about you taking the opportunity. It was really about how people were kind of yelling that, this is right. And so I'm kind of wondering from your perspective, did you understand how some people thought, you know, it was kind of a favor done where an opportunity could have gone to somebody else that might have had a higher upside in the game?
Well, I think those are all good points, but that's not really for me to decide. It's just, you know, for me to go after things where you have an opportunity and a heart and a passion to go do it, you know. I guess you could say above my pay grade, but, you know, I think you make all very good points. I totally get it. But for me, it's just about pursuing what's on my heart and not, you know, doing it because of what other people are going to say of praise or criticism, but, you know, being able to choose to go after things that you're passionate about.
Did you ever think about becoming a tight end, transitioning to a tight end, your first stint in the NFL?
Yes, I had a couple good conversations with Sean Payton years ago about it. But then Bill Belichick called the next day, so I went to the Patriots.
Okay, so you kept having opportunities at quarterback, which is why you didn't pursue the tight end route.
Probably. And then if you also just, you don't know, you know, it's not just about that. It's how you think you're going to be used. How can they, you know, and so it's, you know, so many things that you take into account with all of those things, you know. And, you know, obviously, you know, Sean Payton, how smart he is, you know, that was super intriguing. And what an incredible OC he is, and play caller, and, you know, head coach. And so, you know, that was, you know, something intriguing. But then, you know, when you get the opportunity to go be Tom Brady's backup, that's something that you
understandable
as well.
Yep, no, that's understandable. And I appreciate your effort going into this and, you know, going after a passion and taking on a challenge. And I appreciate you understanding the flip side of that coin as well. And some of the criticism that came with it. I want to talk to you about Allstate pledging $1 million to honor the Allstate AFCA Good Works team, as well as their nonprofits of choice, for their remarkable commitments to community service. Allstate is all about that community endeavor, which is amazing. We need more people and more organizations like this. And you're right smack dab in the middle of it, of people that are making a difference in society. This has always been very close to your heart. So what's that relationship been like between you and Allstate, and getting to see people that are really going out there and trying to make a difference in the community?
Well, I love it. I was very grateful. I got to be on the team a few years ago, and then being able to be a, you know, an ambassador for it, and just love and pump these kids up is awesome. You know, I think what they've, you know, I also have a chance to be on the selection committee and vote for it. And man, when you look at these applications and these resumes of all these young people, it's incredible. And I almost want to post them all on social media so that the world can be encouraged about, you know, so many of these young people and what they're doing and their heart for their communities. And then to narrow it down to these final 22, I mean, to be honest, I think, you know, out of these 22, there's going to be some world changers. There's going to be some people that do some incredible things, not because they're talented on the field, but because their heart is huge, and they're willing to stand for people, and what they believe is right is incredible. And I think, you know, what Allstate is doing with this Good Work team, and then now being able to support them and then also support their charities and pledging $1 million to it is so cool. And I also had the chance to share the news with some of the guys. And I mean, it's incredible. Almost every single one of them's like, oh man, I'm going to be able to have another camp. I'm going to be able to now go to the hospital more. I'm going to be able to have another Boys and Girls Club thing. I'm going to be able to have another Special Olympics. And like, why they're incredible is because every one of them thinks about their community and how they can make a difference before they think, oh, you know, about themselves. And I think to be able to have the mindset of, you know, putting other people first is incredible. And I think that's why they made such an impact. And I don't think that's going to stop. I think, you know, these generous gifts by Allstate are only going to make them do more.
Well, I hope so. And, you know, I work with a lot of college kids as well in the communications realm. And people always say, oh, I don't know about this next generation, this, that, and the other thing. And I say, don't worry. These kids are smart. They're bright. They have really good senses of right and wrong. And we're going to be good. We're going to be fine. And you're right. This encourages all of us to know and believe in the positivity of the next generation. Because these young people in sports, in football, and the people you're working with, the young players, man, they're doing great things. And they're part of the next generation of leaders. And we're going to be okay. And there should be a lot of optimism there involved in that. So appreciate what you're doing here. Appreciate what Allstate is doing here. And I really appreciate what the players are doing here. So thanks for spreading the word on that.
Absolutely. Really appreciate you. And thanks for having me. And it's really, really fun to be able to see this. And hopefully it'll be an encouragement to all the listeners of just, you know, the impact. And I think when, you know, I think it's contagious too. You know, I think when you see what all these people are doing, it's just as contagious for other people to want to do more.
I agree. You can go to ESPN.com/Allstate for more information on what the players' accomplishments are doing inside their communities, which is just awesome. Tim, thanks for the time this morning, man. We'll talk to you again.
Yes, sir.
All right. Good. Excellent. Excellent, excellent. Thank you, Tim. Tim Tebow joining us this morning here on the show. Good stuff. Now, before that break, Mraz said that he had to go talk to his wife, Danielle. What was the latest on that?
The latest is simply similar to what we had 3 days ago, a little stomach cramping, stomach situation. And we have been, she's alerted me, just be prepared to go with her to a doctor or wherever we choose to go immediately following the show and to not panic or anything. But again, she's having a lot of the similar feelings she had a couple days ago where she thought the baby was coming.
Are you in a panic mode?
No. No, I'm not. As I said, I'm excited. If it comes, it comes. If she comes, I have to stop saying it. If she comes, she comes, and I'm excited. But no, until I see a head crevicing, I'm not going to get all flustered here.
What football parallel is this for Peyton Manning? A slow start,
ooh,
but comes late. Maybe the Super Bowl that he won with the Colts, where Devin Hester returned the opening kickoff.
Oh, okay. So you're thinking Devin Hester's kick return was a couple days ago, and we've been waiting it out. Prince just played Purple Rain, and now we're ready for a big second half.
Yeah, perhaps.
I mean, perhaps that could. I don't know, DA. I don't know. I feel like I have been a very patient man through this pregnancy. I feel like I have been very supportive through this pregnancy. And I frankly, I'm just ready for a child to be brought into this world so we can get on with our lives of not sleeping for the next 3 months.
Are you wearing a Jeremy Shockey Giants jersey?
No, DA. This is the Eli Manning draft day jersey, man. This is the throwback Giants with Eli Manning's rookie
year. He never wore that jersey.
His rookie year, he did.
No.
Yes. The 2004 Giants wore these jerseys, and this weekend Eli Manning gets his jersey retired by the Giants, so I'm wearing the original Eli jersey.
It's a white jersey with red numbers and the blue outline. They don't wear these anymore. Now they have just the red numbers, no blue outline.
Correct.
And it's also got a blue collar. He wore that rookie season, is that right?
Rookie season, and then they got rid of these jerseys. That was it. So Eli Manning, congratulations, jersey retired this weekend. I'm going with the original Eli jersey today.
So that's like 17 years old?
Yes, and I definitely got it from Chinatown for about $15, so it's definitely not the correct alignment of whatever is supposed
you
to be.
You won't cry, though, at this retirement ceremony.
No, but you know, here's the crummy thing, D.A., because of the national TV package, we don't get the ceremony. Like, Fox will bump back with, like, a quick highlight. You got to be in the building to really experience it. Now, I'm assuming the Giants might package something up digitally after the fact, but it kind of stinks. You know, as a fan, you want to see it go on, and you see this happen with all the other sports where you can watch on your local affiliate. You don't get that here for the NFL jersey retirement. Stinks.
I got it. Standing by, headlines. Final one of the morning for us. Here's Andrew Bogish. AB, what do we got?
We got the Carolina Panthers, guys. They are 3-0, but facing another stretch without Christian McCaffrey. Their star running back injured his left hamstring in the opening seconds of the second quarter and was ruled out almost immediately. So now the Carolina offense really belongs to QB Sam Darnold.
Losing Christian's tough, but I thought we did a good job of bouncing back. And, you know, in that second half, we were kind of able to put that first half behind us and really do a good job in that second half.
Darnold and tight end Tommy Tremble scored on the ground as Carolina pulled away in that second half for a 24-9 win in Houston. Darnold scored twice running with 304 passing yards. The Texans, meanwhile, 1-2. Despite rookie QB Davis Mills playing turnover-free football in his first start, head coach David Culley has the report card.
He did not turn the ball over at all, which was a big thing going into the game. I thought he threw the ball very well. I thought when we went on a two-minute offense right before half, he did an excellent job of taking us down the field and making some nice throws and nice plays.
But the Texans ran for just 42 yards, so they were held to 9 points. It is now official. Wild Card Weekend will finish with a Monday night game. That leaves two games on Saturday, three on Sunday. The TV home for that Monday night game is to be determined. Now we check on the 43rd Ryder Cup. They are a little more than 90 minutes into the start of day one. The U.S. leads two matches. Brooks Koepka and Daniel Berger are one up through four on Lee Westwood and Matthew Fitzpatrick. Cantlay and Schauffele are 3-up through 4 on Rory McIlroy and Ian Poulter. All square through 6. That's Spieth and Thomas against Rahm and Garcia. And the Euros lead in one match. Paul Casey, Victor Hovland, 1-up through 5 on Dustin Johnson and Colin Morikawa. Baseball last night, the Jays went to Minnesota and lost 7-2. So they are now a full game behind the Yankees for the second AL wild card. The Astros losing in Anaheim 3-2, keeping their magic number for the AL West at 3. And the Phillies went from a 6-0 hold to a 12-6 win over the Pirates. The Braves lost in Arizona in the afternoon, so Philly now 2 behind Atlanta in the NL East. Leo Messi has been ruled out for tomorrow's PSG match because of a bone bruise to his knee. The club will decide on Sunday if Messi can play Tuesday's Champions League match with Man City. And the WNBA playoffs began last night, single elimination games. The Sky ran away from the Wings, 81-64, and the Mercury snuck past the Liberty, 83-82, on a free throw with 0.4 of a second left. DA, back to you.
Thank you, Bogues. I've got an ethical question for you guys, okay? You both ready for this?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay. I love Pete, and here's why. Pete reached out to our bosses about the copy that's wrong that says AFC Central instead of AFC North, right? And
of course he did.
Pete's email, and that's great. I'm glad that he did draw the attention to it.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
He says, I wanted to bring it to your attention because it's getting quite tedious. We caught this, but it seems more times than not the CBS copy has an error. Did we catch it? Because I read it on the air, and Mraz read it on the air, and a listener pointed it out to us. So is Pete right? Did we catch this? Can we say the listeners are a we here?
Yeah, you can't use the word we. There's no way. A listener caught it, I think, actually sends alarms more to bosses. There's no we here. We did not catch a thing.
I'm saying that you adjusted in the copy today. So that's I'm talking in general. I'm not trying to take credit for it. Definitely not.
Bogues, did we caught this quote. We caught this. Did we catch this?
No, we did not catch this. It made it on the air twice in error. We did not catch it. In fact, it was thrown back in our face by someone that did catch it. I think the only thing that we did was listen to our listeners who caught it for us. Because I would bet if we went back through all of the day's reads, all of the other shows are still saying AFC Central.
Yes. Yeah. No doubt. I think every... This is an industry and a series of hosts and producers that are watching the NFL standings every single day and haven't seen Central in there in 20 years.
And nobody has caught this, I'm sure. Nobody. We've all said it at the station probably all week.
That shouldn't be on us, though. We have enough thinking about football season. Get the copyright. That's not on us.
Well, it just goes to show you that copy becomes mindless.
It does.
That no producer checks it and that no host checks it. It's just print it out, put it in front of the host, let him read it, and yada, yada, yada. That's it. I mean, maybe we should be a little bit more thoughtful about this.
The point is that we're constantly looking at that and constantly seeing that happen with the CBS copy.
Right.
Yes.
Who do you guys think will win the Central this year, the Ravens or the
Browns? By the way, I have a sponsor on WFAN. The Sports Flash is brought to you by IncredibleImplants.com. When I saw that for the first time this week, I almost wrote an email being, is this real? Because IncredibleImplants.com sounds like something that shouldn't be sponsoring a Sports Flash or was like put there as like an April Fool's joke to mess with somebody. Because there's no, it's just a quick one-liner. There's no, for all your dental implant needs, call blah, blah, blah. So it's just open for interpretation. So I read it with a question mark. It's brought to you by IncredibleImplants.com.
Oh, that's good.
Target Demo Friday is next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
It's a Friday fiesta. Here's what our listeners in the Target Demo are up to.
Backwards Brian's in North Carolina on the Odyssey app. My money is on the water, breaking right at the start of an epic Daniel Jones game-winning drive.
Oh, God.
Matthew's in Boise. Upset I didn't get to meet you guys during the trip. I only get to listen for about 30 minutes because I anchor the local ABC newscast at 5 a.m. local. Baby Jazz Mraz will be here on Sunday.
She fell off my golf cart and broke her neck.
Oh, no. Raymond's on his way to work in Southwest Louisiana, listening on the app. Baby Mraz for sure is going to come right at lunch. The lunch rush of Bob's Bar by the Bay Sunday, right before the early slate of games.
Come on!
Carla's listening on KTIK in Boise as she drives to school. Not to worry. Baby will come when she's ready. Danielle and Sean will be thrilled whenever she arrives. I hope Baby makes her debut today. Fern Rose tweets, I'm in Vegas listening on the CBS Sports app. The baby's going to arrive at kickoff of Sunday's Giants game.
Oh, no!
Pete tweets, stop blaming the copy department for you reading incorrect information. If Mraz read this, you guys would have done 20-minute segment on how careless he is and how lazy he is. Derek in Pittsburgh. DA, I'm on Apple Music. I started my vacation today. Have a fishing tournament this week and hopefully can unpipe some fish and get a win. Have a good weekend, brother. Hashtag Father Vessel.
Unpipe it!
Senor Pantleg says the baby's going to come during a Daniel Jones fourth quarter comeback. Only for him to mercifully miss Jones' inevitable red zone fumble for the loss, which will then boost Mraz's dubious argument that the game was never more important anyway.
No! No!
Tom is in New Hampshire listening on SiriusXM. Great friends in town from St. Louis this weekend. It'll be football, beer, wings, pizza, repeat. Hashtag, they feed me good. Hashtag, taking me to dinners.
Now they feed me good, take me to dinners. Another man's trash is another man's treasure. So,
Monty's on SiriusXM 206 Southern Colorado, gearing up for that Air Force tailgate tomorrow afternoon. Hashtag beef Pilates.
Participate. What are you doing? But go ahead.
And Steve is working in D.C., listening on the Odyssey app, rocking my Ravens Purples Friday shirt while I work in D.C.
Oink, oink. And oink, oink.
Big Daddy Betts is listening in Boise on KTIK from the tow truck. Started at 8 a.m., not off until 6 p.m. Monday night. Nice meeting Bogues at Crescent Brewery in Nampa. Have a great weekend, boys. Hashtag beam me up.
Ow! It's cold. Water.
Let's get your epic fail. Mraz doesn't know what dates are.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
These things Mraz before yesterday had never even heard of the food dates.
Oh, guys, they're not a hamburger. Let's not pretend that this is a popular thing. You even said you don't even like them. Very easy not to hear from them if they're that awful. They're not, you know, it's not like every Thanksgiving you, hey, pass the dates. I mean, what are we talking about here?
And the pie is ruined.
The pie's not ruined.
Right, I don't like broccoli, but people know that broccoli exists and it's popular.
When she went to the store to get them, she asked the grocery person, hey, where can I find these? The person had no idea what she was talking about. It took somebody else who was a shopper to show them where they were.
You're telling me an employee at a grocery store had never heard of the food called dates?
She said, what are you talking about? What are dates? And she had to explain it. And a customer overheard her and said, they're over here. Come over here.
I don't think that's true.
So don't tell me they're this popular if the people stocking the shelves don't even know what they are.
Again, this...
Okay, but let's not pretend that everybody stocking shelves is Produce Pete and understands everything in the store, too. So, I mean, they're not all mental geniuses in Stop and Shop either.
I'm not telling you.
And they had them, by the way. They were dates there, right?
I am not telling you that nobody has ever heard of dates. What I am telling you is it's not a shock if you've never heard of dates. They're not a popular food.
No, we're not. You're going to bed. Yeah, you are. You're going to bed.
Well, I do think that this might be, again, a commentary on West Babylon in general and the area that you live in.
I live in Bayshore now. This was in Bayshore.
Okay, the other part is, Mraz, have you ever heard of figs?
Yes, I have, because they're in Fig Newton, if you crunch them up.
Okay. All right, so if there was
if
there was a date Newton, you would have heard of it.
My guess is I probably would have, yes. Yes, I never heard of a fig before a Fig Newton, so of course.
Fruit Jello! Fruit Jello!
Now, what do you think fig is?
Fig, I always felt, was like a crunched up berry or branch kind of thing.
Not bad. Your instincts are pretty good on both the figs and the dates of what they are.
Not the branch part. We're not eating branch inside
true.
Of Newton.
No, but I just feel like I've seen a fig hanging off a branch. It's almost like a little berry.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
A little berry, huh? Kevin's on Facebook. It says the Odyssey app is awesome. User-friendly. You can subscribe to whichever podcast you want. And you guys are right on there on the home screen when you open the app or listen live. I love it. Well, thanks, Kev. Glad you enjoy it. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer. Thanks to Pete the Body Bilotti, on the Wheels of Steel and Audio Director. Thanks to Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of Watch DA. Thanks to Andrew Bogish on your headlines. And thanks to Emmanuel Barbari for joining us here on the show as well as an associate producer this week. He did a great job for us. Be good and be good to one another. I will see you on Sunday morning for Sunday Morning Football, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. The Mothership Disconnects.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.